This is Tom Rowe with radio news from Wavefarms WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Eric Gardner at The Hollywood Reporter writes that in a March 13, 2012 filing at the American Arbitration Association, National Football League demanded $1.5 million from pop star MIA for allegedly breaching her performance contract and tarnishing the NFL's goodwill and reputation by brandishing a middle finger while backing up Madonna during the halftime show at the previous year's Super Bowl. MIA, born Mathinga Maya Arupragasam from Sri Lanka, does not want to pay, though. On September 23rd, she released this angry video on YouTube.
The NFL thing is completely ridiculous. It's been making me laugh for a while, but now it's so boring I don't even laugh anymore. So the precise moment in question, and you can actually freeze frame this, as many media outlets have. Yes, the frame you're looking at basically has my middle finger in the foreground. And if you find the larger picture where it zooms out, there is a row background scenery of 10, 15 cheerleaders, young black females that Madonna got from a local high school in Indianapolis, and they're all under 16. And if you look at them, they're wearing cheerleader outfits, hips thrusted in the air, legs wide open, and in this very sexually provocative position. So now they're scapegoated me into figuring out the goalposts on what is offensive.
You can read that full story at The Hollywood Reporter. Michael Stocker in the National Geographic magazine reports on the increasing underwater high-frequency sound pollution emitted from shipping noise, military sonar, acoustic beacons, and echo sounders that is crowding out higher-frequency bands that whales use to communicate and many other fish listen to for predatory advantages. Now the sharks have tiny transmitters on their fins, too. But Stocker writes things may be getting quieter. Quote, "While the ocean is getting louder with the sounds of mechanization and technology, it was not necessarily quieter before the industrialization of shipping," unquote, Stocker writes. Quote, "The ocean was probably a pretty noisy place before the 20th century due to biological noise. Since the industrialization of whaling and fishing, millions of whales and perhaps 90% of all fish have been pulled out of the sea, along with all their noises," unquote. You can read the full story in the National Geographic magazine. Live Transmission, Joy Division Reworked, a 2012 Brighton Festival commission, is an electro-orchestral and visual reinterpretation of Joy Division by the radio artist Scanner and the Heritage Orchestra. After premiering at the festival last year, a brief tour of England commenced September 21st at London's Royal Festival Hall. The amplified 30-piece Heritage Orchestra Scanner, visual artist Matt Watkins of Beat 13, and orchestra composer Tom Trapp perform with members of Three Trap Tigers, drummer Adam Betts, guitarist Matt Calvert, and ghost poet bassist John Calvert. You can see newsroom.free103.9.org for the complete dates through October 2nd.